Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, oh, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago or so, I had the chutzpah to argue that at some point, most Oregon Pinot Noirs were going to be as good as most Burgundian Pinot Noirs.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've reached that point.
I think so. It's no secret that in the last 20 to 30 years, Oregon has emerged as a first-class producer of Pinot Noir. The cooler climate produces wines I've always found to be somewhat lighter in style than the typical Pinots that are produced in California.
Absolutely.
Some say they, as you just iterated, they're much more closely resemble their cousins in Burgundy than their relatives to the south.
Right.
Regardless, there are some very fine Pinot Noirs coming from the Pacific Northwest, and here are three that I recently enjoyed.
Okay.
So, from a producer called Lundin Wines, this was one I had never had before, comes the 2021 Mon Père, which means my father. Michael Lundin earned his winemaking chops, at least in part, working at Willackenzie,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Domaine Serene, two significant players in the Oregon
sure.
wine scene. So this guy's got some cred. He and his father started planting Pinot Noir and Pinot Gris in Willamette Valley in 2001. And they still remain a family operation. As I said, the name Mon Père means my father. The wine is medium garnet with notes of berry, leather, cherry, and a soft spice. It's nicely balanced on the palate. The texture is silky and limber with an interesting, elegantly, almost refreshing finish. At $28.99, it's a very fair value for good Oregon Pinot Noir. So, next up was a wine called Inscription Pinot Noir from the 2022 vintage at $22.99 is the price. This wine is part of the King Estate portfolio, and King Estate is definitely one of Oregon's first families in the wine industry. At $22.99, this is sort of an introductory sort of Oregon mm-hmm. price mm-hmm. point for Pinot Noir, but it delivers on a high level. The wine is medium-bodied, generous, with approachable fruit and berry flavors, most notably an interesting sort of strawberry tone
cool.
that comes through.
Very cool.
There are also notes of earth and subtle spice with a subtle overlay of vanilla oak. It's a subtle. It's there, but it's subtle. It's quite a good bottle for the money. And last I tried one from a producer that's been around a fairly long time there for Oregon called Sockel Blosser, and this is their Redland Cuvée. Sockel Blosser was really one of the early adapters in the Oregon wine industry. They began producing in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
So the Redland Cuvée is one of their most interesting Pinot Noirs that I've ever had. The wine has all of the classic features, cherry, red fruit aromas and flavors. But on the nose, there was this fascinating sort of note of earth and a touch of sage. I didn't see that coming. I haven't had it in any other Pinot Noirs that I've had before. And it has a very sort of savory characteristic
mm-hmm.
to it. So
mm-hmm.
I thought that was really attractive. The wine is round and juicy with a slightly spicy finish. I keep imagining slices of roast pork with a nice gravy and some, you know, good potatoes as a perfect pairing. I'm going to actually do this sometime in the near future. Saturday night wine, definitely quality. And at $27.99, that's a pretty good price. Oregon Pinot Noirs are very worth exploring. They tend to be competitively priced with good California Pinots, and they offer a nice alternative. All of these are very good, but I found the Sockel Blosser mm-hmm. just to be the wine of the week because it's just such a different kind of an experience.
And it sounds like a very fair price.
I thought so.
Those are great, Hugh. We're going to put all of those on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.